Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
To me, the flag has been more than just merely an inspiration. Ever since my first game at Eau Claire in the Northern League in 1952, I have been aiming at the flag.
That's a baseball great known as Hammer and Hank speaking before Congress around Flag Day in 1974. Hank Aaron became the all-time home run champion as one of the most consistent offensive careers in baseball history. Aaron was the 1957 National League MVP, won three Golden Gloves for his play in right field, and was named to 25 All-Star squads. Well, today's podcast is about that one-time-a-year event for people eligible for Medicare who can enroll in the Medicare Advantage plan or prescription drug plan of their choice. It's a major event for health insurance companies and for Medicare recipients, and it can be very confusing and complicated. To try to clarify, we speak with Dr. Jill Sumfest. Now, she serves as the Market Vice President of Humana Senior Products and Chief Medical Officer for South Florida Medicare and Medicaid. In addition to her Medicare expertise, she has over 30 years' experience as a physician and a surgeon. It's good to speak with you, Dr. Sumfest, and the big event begins on October 15th. Would you explain a little bit about it?
Well, this is really the time for all Medicare enrollees to choose their 2014 Medicare plan, and it's important that they take some time, and just as they might purchase a television set or a washing machine, that they take time to consider what's important to them in their Medicare plan.
And that can be anywhere from cost to service, just about and convenience to services, anything that else that perhaps should be a priority?
Well, I think that the first thing that the individual should do is to reflect back on the prior year and try to figure out how much they spent on health care. If they were admitted to the hospital, if they had any prescription costs or doctor bills. They can try to determine if the past year was a typical year for them and try to estimate what their costs are going to be in the coming year. And then they can sit down and research the costs, the benefits, and the network of doctors and hospitals that are associated with each plan. And by plan, I'm talking about choices like, do you stay in traditional Medicare? Do you choose a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement? So there are a lot of choices, and it can be confusing for anybody.
Well, it can, and they can go to different websites, I suppose, and are there seminars and that sort of thing where people can get up to speed on it all?
I think that the primary place that they can look is Medicare.gov. But each of the Medicare Advantage health plans have their own websites, and there's access to information online. There are seminars, and what we like to think of with Humana is that we still make house calls. And so many of our agents will go into a Medicare enrollee's home, sit down across from them and across the kitchen table, and really ask all of these difficult questions and help that individual determine what plan is best for them.
That's good advice. Now, we are in the midst of the affordable health care going on, and then, of course, with Medicare. Do you see changes in Medicare Advantage plans or how they're going to be offered in the short term?
No, I think that the Medicare Advantage is very similar to what it was in the past. Every year there may be change in benefits in terms of what's offered, co-payments, services, additional benefits that are not commonly found in traditional Medicare. And it will vary from health plan to health plan.
And the for people who maybe live in parts of the country where, let's say, there's not a Medicare Advantage plan that meets their needs, what might be their options?
Well, there's always traditional Medicare. Many national companies offer Medicare supplements that help pay copayments and deductibles that traditional Medicare doesn't cover. There are standalone Part D, which are prescription drug benefits plans that are available. So I think that there are choices even if there is not a Medicare Advantage plan. The value of a Medicare Advantage plan when it is available in someone's community is that the medical and pharmacy benefits are combined into one plan.
And that's certainly a big advantage. Now, a lot of people are always concerned somewhat on the drug prescription Part D plan. Anything that you can advise on that or anything to be aware of?
Well, I think as an individual searches to choose what Part D, you know, standalone Part D plan, they need to sit down with their physician, determine if the medications they're on have generic equivalents. They need to make sure that those drugs are covered and at what copayment they might be covered in that Medicare Part B plan or Part D plan. And what's their total out-of-pocket costs, when they're going to reach their donut hole. So there are a lot of questions that they need to research when they're looking at a prescription drug plan.
Yeah, that's good advice. Actually, sit down with your doctor and go over that. That's probably a real good idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And many times, the individual's primary care physician is the one that they can sit down with and also discuss when there's a Medicare Advantage plan, which one might be the most appropriate one for them. I think you'll find, and I'll give you an example, that Humana has both HMO plans that are a gatekeeper where you choose a primary care physician. It's kind of like a medical home model, if you think it that way, a doctor that knows all of your medical conditions, all of your medications that you take, and can help guide you through the healthcare system. And there are also PPO plans where you do have choice and you don't have to choose a primary care physician, although in most of our plans we still recommend that. But you can go out of a standard network and see any doctor that you choose as long as they take Medicare.
I see. Now, I'm wondering if you're up on this, or in the loop, if you will, on plans for 2014. I presume they haven't been released, or maybe they have. Anything about them that might be any different than 2013?
Well, I think every health plan may have a variant of benefits. I can just speak in generalities that many of the Medicare Advantage plans may not even have a premium. So it's a zero premium plan, like Humana has. There may be differences in the copayments that you would pay to see your primary care physician versus a specialist. Many of the Medicare Advantage plans have benefits that traditional Medicare doesn't cover. For instance, like a dental benefit, a vision benefit, nurse advice lines, wellness and gym programs. And I think the primary difference that's really important to me as a physician is the integrated care delivery model that Medicare Advantage plans use. So that individuals who have very complex medical conditions, and as you know, as we get older, very few people just have one condition. They have multiple conditions, and three-fourths of all healthcare costs are really driven by chronic conditions. So Medicare Advantage plans have disease management programs as well as case managers who will work with individuals who have those chronic illnesses and help them learn how to manage those illnesses, modify the course of their illness. Maybe it can't go away, but you can improve on your overall health and wellness. And, you know, at Humana, our goal is for lifelong well-being. So we really take advantage of health and wellness programs and offering those to our all of our Humana Medicare members.
So that would be something that's important for people to look into at any of the Medicare Advantage plans that they're looking at to see.
Absolutely.
That it,
I would bet that every Medicare Advantage plan has that type of wellness program as well as case management and disease management.
Well, that's certainly in kind of a holistic look, I guess, at health, which is probably in the long run a better way to do it than just on a piecemeal basis.
Absolutely. I think that we are so used to medicine being a transaction. You get sick, you go see the doctor. What the Medicare Advantage plans allow, and way out there before traditional Medicare covering preventive services, allows people to make sure they're getting preventive care, women getting their mammograms, any individual over the age of 50 getting an annual colonoscopy. Colonoscopies that are appropriate to their clinical state, getting the vaccines, any type of preventive care that's appropriate both by age and gender, so that you can prevent those chronic illnesses from getting worse or identifying a cancer at an early stage.
Yeah, and maybe you can just touch upon the point that I guess was instituted last year or so about the preventative care as part of Medicare.
Preventive care is covered at a zero-cost share to the Medicare enrollee, which is wonderful from a physician standpoint.
And it's very thorough as well, correct? In terms
yes.
of what it covers, yeah.
It is.
Great.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, any other points that you think are important to let people know about in the scope of what all that you do?
Absolutely. The one other thing that I wanted to mention, and as I said in the beginning, that choosing a Medicare plan is as important. The people should use the same process they would to buy a major purchase. There's, Consumer Report, J.D. Powers, who helps rate services that you purchase, TVs, cars, things. Medicare has instituted something called a star rating, and it really outlines what seniors should look for when choosing a health plan. And there's five major categories, preventive care, chronic care management, how responsive the plan is to the senior, the general customer service, and also how members rate the plan and their ease of getting care. And the top rating is a 5-star. And seniors should look at that. They should go to Medicare.gov. And when they're choosing a plan, look at the plan in their market that has the highest star rating.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.